Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, I'm struggling this morning. Sports Radio 99 The Game. I'm struggling to come up with a complete list of all the fights that happened over the weekend. Like, I was sitting here going, okay, let me write these down. And I'll start from the top. I'm like, look, you got to go out there. You had scuffles all over the place. The worst one was Ohio State, Michigan. We talked about that earlier. All right. Penn State, Maryland, where James Franklin and Mike Locksley had the interaction at the end where Mike Locksley didn't like the fact that Penn State was still throwing the ball. James Franklin's like, that's fine, but my threes and fours are in the game. They deserve to play. You had UNC and NC State on the flag incident where the UNC player stole the NC State flag and threw it like a javelin after they tried to plant it. It was absolutely unbelievable. I mean, it was just unbelievable. So,
did you see Mike Norvell?
Well, I was going to say, I'm going to get to that now. The Florida State thing to me was one of the crazier ones of the week. Now, Ohio State, Michigan, definitely, guys, look, it was crazy. Right. We're going to talk about pepper spray and everything else going on with that. The Florida and Florida State one, though, was spicy to me because Billy Napier, level-headed guy. You had the Florida State player digging up the logo last year and everything else. But Mike Norvell wasn't happy with the flag planting and everything else that goes on.
Oh, no, Mike Norvell.
Yeah. So I guess it brings me to my point. And there's a number of other ones. Alabama and Auburn got into it at times. There was a melee on the field with them, and there was a situation afterwards where two freshmen start throwing a ball at each other's face. There's an AD, Alabama's AD is holding back a freshman DB from getting in a fight. I'm like, that's not a good look.
We even had mascots fighting.
Mascots fighting all over the place. Is it okay to plant a flag at midfield of your rival's field after you beat them in a rivalry game?
I can go first, I guess. I think it's disrespectful, but you also did just beat them. You know, you earned a little bit. I think it can be done. I think you can celebrate in other ways.
Sure.
I go back to the one that, I feel like Ohio State, Michigan kicked all this off. And I don't know how teams would know, but I just feel like
word
somebody
traveled.
Yeah, somebody told somebody, hey, you guys, Michigan planted a flag. I'll say, yeah, we're going to do that too. And it just all of a sudden it took off. Because it felt like almost like Dylan, what's those dances where those people would just be walking in the mall and then all of a sudden, was it flash dance or whatever?
Flash mob.
It felt orchestrated, right? All across the country. I go back because everyone was doing it and you didn't see it last year.
I know.
But I go back to something that happened last year when Florida State beat Florida. They ripped up parts of the turf where the F was in the middle of the field.
A little shovel in there.
And they also walked around with a gator head and taunted the fans. So Florida remembered that. And they planted the flag probably because they knew Ohio State had done it. And that was the easiest way to get that. Hey, and Mike Norvell grabs it. First off, he's rude to Billy Napier, which, you know, that's fine. He just kicked your ass. Maybe you can be. But he was also, but then he grabs the flag from a player and throws it, which was childish for an adult in a leadership role in a university like Florida State to do. I'm sorry. I know it's easy to say because it's the rival, but he looked like a child out there.
So are you okay with him planting the flag? Are you guys okay with guys planting the flag?
I think you should find something else to do. I think I don't really think it's as bad. I think all of a sudden, for some reason, they saw it. Word got out, Tiff, that Ohio State fought back, and so everyone was going to fight back.
I don't think you have to do it. I don't think it's necessary. Just celebrate your victory. Shake hands and get off the field because no one's going to let you do it. That's the thing. It's like
you hope not.
Like, no other team is going to stand for you planting your own school's logo in the middle of their field on top of their giant logo. Like, it's just not going to fly. You already know what you're asking for when you go and try to start up that activity.
Well, and that's kind of where I land on it. Like, I was upset to see how crazy Ohio State Michigan got. But at the same time, if I'm an Ohio State fan and my players don't react in a bad way to Michigan planting their flag, like, I'm not happy with my players either. I'm as a fan or as an alum, I'm looking at it going, come on, man. Like, y'all might not show any life during the game, but you at least cannot take the disrespect afterwards. So I'm kind of in between on it. I don't really know how I sit. I'll be curious to see where college football comes down on this and how coaches react in the end. I will say this. At a time where it feels like allegiances are less than they've ever been in college football because of the portal and because how many times the guys move around, things were amped up in a way that I did not expect over the weekend.
Speaking of allegiance, nice to see.
No. I just
don't mean in a bad way, but someone was loyal to defending their school when you have guys that.
That's what I can't decide. I don't think nice to see is definitely not the way to put it. It was not nice to see. But I think that there is a middle ground where I'm okay with things being amped up on rivalry weekend. It can't get to the all out state of affairs that we saw in like four or five games this weekend. Can't get that far. Rivalry scuffles go back all the way to the beginning of college football. It's just something that's always happened. It just seems like it was at another level this weekend. I bring up the allegiances because I want to talk a little bit just for the next 60 seconds about Julian Humphrey. Julian Humphrey puts out on it. He started 10 games for the Bulldogs this year at corner. He puts out on X over the weekend, hey, I'm entering my name in the transfer portal. Kirby Smart asked about it, and he said, I don't know. I saw the same thing you guys saw. I'm worried about the players that'll be here in 6 days, 5 days, that'll be facing off against Texas. Is it fair or is it foul at this point for Julian Humphrey to come out on Sunday of championship week and say, I'm out of here? I personally understand where he's coming from. I hate the timing. The portal's not open. You're in championship week. It feels like you're taking some of the shine off your teammates because you got benched. But it's a different era. I'm trying not to get caught in a time and place that might have been significant 15 years ago.
This is college football today. This is what free agency looks like. This is what the transfer portal with the NIL. This is why I think that the transfer portal should not be open until after the college football playoff is ended. And that's the thing for me because, you know, it would cut down on this.
That's tough too, though, because you're going to get to a point where they can't take classes in the spring if you wait too long.
Or then have it after the spring. Guys leave after spring practice, and that's fine. So I think you've got to figure out how to cut down this because it takes a system that's already flawed and makes it more flawed.
Yeah.
That's a
level-headed approach to this.
I think, yeah, it does distract from championship week. And if this is where the portal is now, this is the timing of it, then maybe.
Well, it's not technically open right now.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is maybe he's trying to get out front. You want your name already on the list so you can find a place to go.
Because doesn't the portal open after this weekend?
Yeah. I think it opens early next week.
So what, you know, yeah, he's playing in the game or maybe he's not. I don't know.
It sounds to me like he's playing in the game. I don't think Kirby, that's not the tone I got from Kirby. Like, I know as much as you guys know. So,
but you can't complain for years about wanting these players to have freedom and money and then complain when they take advantage of the system that most of the people that are complaining about it screamed about it was unfair.
But the problem with what you're saying is that you're talking about a fictional character that's playing both sides. There's a group of people that wanted this, and there's a group of people that didn't. There's a group of people that think it's okay, and there's a group of people that don't.
Two
different groups of people.
Sometimes the people that – a lot of people talk out of both sides of their mouth, and more than not, especially about issues like this. And those are the people I'm talking about. They know who they are.